Well, good morning. Welcome. Welcome if you're here for the first time or if you're back with us. Welcome back. A few faces not seen for a while. It's great to have you with us. Welcome back from abroad and good to have you back with us. So we've been thinking about directions in our lives. Obviously, you followed the right ones because you got here this morning. So you did well there. Sometimes the overall direction of our life, it's not just the one decision we made when we became a Christian or the one decision when we decided we're going to be an analytical chemist. But it's all the little decisions, the thousands of little decisions that we make day to day that start to form who we truly are. All of those decisions add up into the way of life that we lead. Who helps you? What helps you to make good decisions? Well, we talk about an internal moral compass. That would be quite helpful. We had one of those that just said, good, evil, quite clear which way we should be heading. Could give you a percentage, 99.9% good, 50% good. At least it would give you some idea. The problem is with our conscience, our moral compass, is that we get quite good at ignoring it. So we might start off and we sort of know something's not right. But because we live in a community, in a society that says it's fine, it's not that important, it's not such a big issue, we start to ignore that conscience. The Bible says it gets seared. It's quite a painful sounding thing, isn't it? But it gets broken. That internal compass gets broken. Well, God's given us some commandments to help us to reset the compass. So if you find yourself disagreeing with God's commandments, then you know your compass is broken. That's like when you're looking at the map and the mountain is in the wrong place. You know, check your compass isn't broken or that you've got the map the right end up. Jesus summed up those commandments, as you probably well know, in loving God and love others as you love yourself. So that's a good guide to whether your moral compass is really pointing in the right direction. We can base our decisions on following God's overall plan for his world and for us. We don't need specific guidance, for example, to go and make disciples. If you get up in the morning and say, Lord, I'll make disciples today if you tell me, then you're missing the point. God's already told you, go into all the world, make disciples. You don't need specific guidance to love people. That's a standing order. Go and do it. You don't need further guidance. So there are some things that are pretty obvious. But what about the less obvious things, the less obvious decisions? You know, God hasn't actually given us a set of rules to enable us to live independently from him. That's not what the Bible is. He didn't say, now there's the Bible, follow that, and I'll see you when you die. You know, he wants to guide us in our lives by the Holy Spirit. So he expects us to pray, to ask for his guidance. Like a parent might expect you to come and ask for guidance in life. Now, for those of you who don't recognize this is a radiogram, a wireless. Yeah? And we used to have to tune it in, don't we? Remember, you used to sort of. And you pick up. Sometimes you end up listening to strange sounds coming across the radio. From distant lands. Suddenly it would come much clearer from Istanbul than it was from East Anglia. You know, suddenly you'd be hearing strange voices and strange songs. But God needs us to tune in to the Holy Spirit, to listen to what the Spirit might be saying. So how can we discern the Spirit's leading against what's our own thoughts? How do we discern the difference between the two? How can we tune in? Well, one way, I think, is by remembering our future. In Colossians 3, Paul says this: since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So that's the heart and the mind. Paul says, set them on Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father. Know that that's where you're headed in your life. So if your life down here is lived in the recognition of where we're going, That's going to help you to tune in to what's likely to be the leading of the Holy Spirit. Our hearts and minds set pointing towards things above. We need to make the decisions that we make in our lives based on the fact that our lives are bound up in Jesus. If you fear what the outcome of your life might be, if you're constantly thinking, am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? Am I going to fall short of God's requirements or not? Then you're going to make your decisions in fear instead of in faith. And that's going to stop you from fulfilling all God's plans for you. If we base our life on doubt and worry about what others might think, then we're going to take our focus off God. If we're worried about making a quick buck rather than thinking about our eternal destiny, we're going to make the wrong decisions. If we're secure who we are in Christ, then we'll make good decisions because we can trust in His leading. Another way is to follow God's pattern in the world, to find His direction. And in our reading, we read together from Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So we need to make decisions based on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. And then the Spirit will help us to see those things in the world. He'll help us to open our eyes to those things that are beautiful in those ways. And give us power to become part of them, to become those things ourselves. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? That God invites us to be involved in His plan in the world. Now listen carefully. I'll say this only once. It is easy to focus on why not to do things. Yeah? But these verses focus on the potential positive outcomes of our decisions. That things could be true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. Think about those possible outcomes. When we do that, we're encouraged to make positive and courageous decisions. Sometimes we need other people to help us make good decisions, especially when our decision impacts other people. So you might, think that you know the right answer, but if your decision is going to affect other people, then maybe a good idea to talk with them as well. We need to be careful about who influences. We thought about that in the video because they can sometimes mislead us. But our hearts can also mislead us. In our prayer time at the beginning, we were praying, and the verse led through. I didn't know it was going to, but it led through to that our hearts can be deluded. So we think, the world will tell you, just do what you know's right in your heart. Well, that's great, but our hearts are bust. We actually need God to come and correct us sometimes. Sometimes people around us are the best able to say, well, actually, I'm not sure that is right. Maybe you need to think again. And that's why God's plan that every believer is built into a community of other believers, and we call that church. And God calls us to be courageous. So we're called to set the direction of our life by faith, not by fear. Whatever your decisions, you need to take them with courage, knowing that even if you make a wrong decision, that is better than not making a decision. And God can bring you back to the right way. When Jesus spoke in the parable about the parable of the talents, the person who was criticized was the one who buried the talents and did nothing with them. All those that went and tried were praised. So God has given you gifts. He's given you choices. Even right now, today, there are choices that you'll make. Make positive choices out of courage and faith. If you get it wrong, God is able to bring you back to the right way. So sum it up. think about the commands of God, remember your future, where you're heading in Christ, ask God to guide you. That's an easy one to miss out, isn't it? But in decisions of life, especially the bigger decisions, ask God for his guidance by his Spirit. Think about the pattern of God's plan in the world, what is good and pure and right. Think about those things. Talk with other believers and be courageous to do what God is calling you to do. So let's pray before we continue. Lord, we thank you that you come to give us direction. Lord, we are blind and deaf to our own deluded heart. Who could rescue us but you? Thank you that you have pity upon us, you have mercy upon us, and through your grace, you lead us in your ways. I ask for each of us this day, whatever decisions lie before us, that you will guide, direct, and lead for your glory. Amen. Amen. Somebody's already got a text message. That's great.